Eu recordo quando ele pegava a cama, tinha 7 anos, porém, chapéu. I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the advocate, the parakeet, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus is basically saying that if we have a choice between him and the Holy Ghost, we should choose the latter. But how important, he said, the Holy Ghost is. The great joy is that we don't have to choose between the two. But it is for sure for us to ponder the role of the Holy Ghost in the Christian life and to examine whether we are trusting to the help he wants to give us to live by faith. The reality, however, is that the Holy Ghost remains the great unknown, not just in the life of so many of the Christian faith. Pope Benedict said, the Holy Ghost has been in some way the elected person of the Blessed Trinity. If you wish to understand the faith, if you wish to live it, if we wish to pass it on, we must allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Ghost. For us, the great unknown must become the great known. The teacher, the leader, the counselor, the advocate, the paraclete. The importance of the Holy Ghost in our life as Catholics cannot be overstated. Jesus tells us this in today's gospel when he emphasizes that it was good that he helped us because in comparison with the gift of his presence, the gift of the Holy Ghost's presence in our life is more important. That's how crucial the Holy Ghost is meant to be in our life as disciples and ours. As Catholics, how should we be seeking to grow in our docility to the highest gift of God? The first is in our prayer. The Holy Ghost teaches us how to pray. He does this not principally by putting words in our mind and mouth to say, but changing who we are as we pray, helping us to be conscious of our reality so that we can cry out, Father, help me. Second, we are to be guided by the Holy Ghost in our speaking about and giving witness to the faith. Jesus has promised that the Holy Ghost he would send would teach us all things, lead us to all truth, remind us of everything he has told us, and as we hear in today's gospel, prove the word wrong about things, holiness and the truth. We see the miracle that occurred in the life of the apostle with the help of the Holy Ghost. The same apostle who 53 days before Pentecost had left the upper room only to scatterize 500 children in the garden, now left the same upper room to gather God's children together for Christ. The Saint Peter, who denied even knowing Jesus, in order to see himself world by the torture of fire, was no on fire, confessing that Jesus was Messiah, the Son of the living God. The disciples, who were ashamed to appear at the foot of the cross, now proudly and proudly proclaim God's love seen by Christ's death on that cross. It was the only God that had effected the transformation from apostates to apostles, from cowards to courageous witnesses, from chickens to shepherds. The Holy Ghost wants to work the same inner transformation in all of us, and He will, provided that we cooperate with Him like Jesus first followers. Third, the Holy Ghost wants to help us to live according to His will. This is the definition of the Christian man of faith. That the biggest choice we make in life. To live according to the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity, wants to help us to seek the things of the Spirit. What God wants, rather than worldly desires. He wants to help us walk by the Spirit, by strengthening us to crucify our faith with His patience and desire, so that we may be able to be aware of Christ. This is authentic Christian and practice. What means by the Holy Ghost? This is through the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of wisdom helps us measure clearly all things in the life of the person from God's own perspective, so that in being clearly we may help others to see. The gift of knowledge helps us to come to know not only the truth of the faith, but the other truth. To remember them, to recall what Jesus and all the things said of you. The gift of understanding prospers in us a deeper insight into the truth, so that in seeing the connection between things, we can stimulate, encourage others to enter into the real world. The gift of counsel or finance helps us to order our path toward the good and to choose among various goods and to help others to do the same. The gift of courage sustains us in hardship, helping us to move onward despite our natural human fears, and to be bold because of the power and presence of the Holy Ghost. The gift of reverence reviles in us the relationship of intimate communion with God and of trusting surrender to His providence. It's key so that we become a more confident people, so someone whose existence and way of life reminds one of God. Someone who sees in other, no mere mortal, but someone infinitely loved by God. Someone who sees in creation and even in suffering a mystery that can limit us to the divine. The gift of fear, of the gift of fear, gives us a greater sense of our human weakness and therefore of the indispensable role of human grace. Dear friends, when we live by the Spirit, we receive the fruits of the Spirit, which we obviously make our Christian life of faith come alive and help us to far more capable of communicating the truth, communicating a glimpse of divine reality, communicating God more attractively and compellingly to others. Just think about the life that would be ours if we live in God, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, temperance, and self-control. Pope Benedict said, test the quality of your faith in the Holy Ghost. Rediscover faith if it is sharp. Strengthen it if it has become weak. San Paul said, do not quench the Spirit, or do not grieve the Spirit of God. Therefore, the Holy Ghost, of whom we need, in greater consistency, has been brought closer to Pentecost, comes to us at every mass. Today, we turn to the Holy Ghost, the head of heart,